Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We return home for the final week of the first half against the Midland Rockhounds. I'm joined by pitching coach Gabby Hernandez ahead of a 7:05 first pitch with Midland tonight. And Gabby, I got to start with the starters. They have been so very good these last few weeks. What do you think? Let's just start talking about Avery Short. Had the double start last week, another great one on Sunday. I mean, these guys are getting people out at a great rate right now. What have you seen from Shorty?
Don't say that too loud. I don't want people to know. Shorty's been super consistent with his routines in general. Ever since we moved him over to the third base side, it's just opened up a lane of freedom for him to command the baseball, which he's done exceptionally well last month and a half, probably more 2 months than anything. He's also doing a good job versus righties. He's throwing the sinker in more to righties. He's getting some takes. The cutter's, I mean, it's tunneling really good off of that, too, and he throws that in there, too. So those two things in the righties, even though the velo might be low, they got to deal with it. You know, it's two different movements. He's pretty good at commanding it, and then obviously he knows he's got that changeup he can rely on, but he hasn't really thrown that many changeups, which we have seen in the past. So he's really pitching with everything else. And the sweepers come a long way, too. We made a little bit of an adjustment 2 weeks ago with his grip. We saw some way larger shapes against Springfield. And the first couple innings, it took him a little while to throw for strike or command it, but the more he threw it, the more he got it, and he got more chase. But yeah, Shorty's been great. Routine-wise, been great. All these guys are starting to find some of their identity as far as their routines and what they're working on and what's feeling good, delivery-wise, pitch-wise. Like, it's been really good so far the last 2 weeks. Izzy's been phenomenal. Egan's been great. We got two new guys in the rotation, too. One who's pretty new to starting in Perez. So that's still, we're trying to just try to teach him like some things about his body, his mechanics, his routine, all that stuff. So a new guy also is Junior Sanchez. He's a little bit more advanced. He's got good field of pitch, can throw strikes. He's got the stuff is there too. So we're excited about him, excited for him to get double A innings and see what that looks like. But from a rotation standpoint, they're doing a good job.
And you kind of said what I was going to ask you for the second question about Izzy and Egan finding their identities as the season has gotten deeper. What about those two guys? I mean, obviously they have really great stuff. We all know that. They're two very different pitchers as it relates to their stuff, but the two of them seemingly have kind of risen together.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, those guys are guys that we want to be good in our org, and they're starting to find their way. They're comfortable. I think what's really kind of helped them a little bit, get their confidence up a little bit, is the usages. We switched up some of the usages to help them with like their most in-zone early count pitch, weakest contact, and that's gotten them through some rougher times in traffic, or like just get ahead and throw more strikes and pitch more efficiently. That's helped a lot, but just the routines, the side work, the focus work, the work in the gym with Joe, like those guys work hard, and all that work is starting to see it pay off a little bit.
You mentioned Junior Sanchez. He's got the double start this week tonight, and obviously his first double A start last week was a great one for a 20-year-old kid. How are you hoping he builds on it now pitching in Hodgetown for the first time?
Just keep doing what you've been doing. Nothing changes. Doesn't matter where you're at. We're gonna plan accordingly here against this team. You know, here are the only adjustments. We like the little ones here, but it's not a big deal with him. You got like that. Just keep doing what you've been doing. We don't want to throw too much at him. I think less is more with him. We'll keep it basic. Just let him go attack guys like he's shown that he's been able to do here and in years past and at other levels.
Obviously, we've got Midland this week. The pitching staff has had a ton of success against Midland in the 12 games we played down there. Going to need a lot of wins this week if you want to win the first half. What do you think the staff has specifically been able to do against Midland? I mean, the team has a 591 OPS against Amarillo this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some returners in that lineup, some returners in our staff. We have a really good idea of how to pitch these guys, and we just keep hitting their. I mean, we've done a good job like exposing some things. Hopefully we can continue to do that here in Amarillo. We'll probably get, I mean, they've hit some balls harder there that were outs that here they might not be outs, and I can shift some things, but we just got to keep kind of focusing on what we can control, our process of getting ahead and filling up the zone, and what we know these guys, and keep kind of, when we get a chance to hit a weakness, like we're up in the count, we're going to go after it. But for the most part, I want them to keep doing what they're doing. They're very comfortable. They know this lineup. We'll keep kind of repping the same thing. If they make adjustments, we'll make the adjustment as well.
Gabby, thanks for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.